Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Fulfilling my own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, and I am your host of Purpose Talk Radio. And today is Friday, July 27th, 2018. And it seems that, you know, it just keeps trudging along, and life keeps going on. And, you know, today I needed to catch the lunar eclipse because I wanted to input, and so we're starting a little bit later than usual. Let's see if it makes a difference too on our times, just for curiosity's sake, you know, trying to figure out what the best thing for Purpose Talk Radio, for scheduling, for all that stuff is, and trying to find my purpose in doing the show and in you all hearing the show. So that's kind of up today. In all of this, and just being aware and, you know, live. So that's what it is at the moment. So if you normally listen at top of the hour, I appreciate knowing whether this works for you or not, and see where it goes from there. Yeah, just let me know. Now, there's several ways that you can be a part of this show today. You know, that help I need somebody. Sometimes I need somebody just to tell me to get going with this show because it needs to be out there. And I got a couple of those people, which is great, that asked, you know, where are you, what's going on with the show, et cetera, et cetera. So it's cool that that is about and happening. But, you know, if you want to participate in the show, there's a couple ways that you can do it. One would be that if you are on Blog Talk Radio and you have an account with them, you have one there, then you can join us in the chat room at the very bottom of the page. And so you just scroll down to the bottom, and anything you put in there during the show, hopefully we will see it. And after the show, anything that was posted in there during the show disappears. Instead, if you're on Facebook, please come join us over there at the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. And again, it's Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And so Facebook doesn't like my title. Anyway, so we can, you know, catch anything, especially if you're listening to the archive. You know, get any of your comments, your feedback, all that kind of stuff. And we'll go from there. The other thing that you can do is you can send email. You know, if you want to be a part of this show, if you want to help us carry the message of Purpose Talk Radio, if you've got some products or services you want to share with our guests, you can do that. And send me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com, cindy@purposetalkradio.com. So we are looking at that, all of that, as ways that you can get in touch with us and be a part of this. Now, if you, want to talk about the topic today, the other thing that you can do, again, the chat room, the Facebook page, any of that kind of stuff, you can send a phone call. You know, pick up the phone and talk to us that way and see if, you know, maybe we can get you on the air and have you talk about what it has to do with help, I need somebody. Yes, we know that that is what we do a lot, and that's the topic of today's show. So, what do we want to talk about on that? With me being in school, with people at work, with life happening as it is, so many times we find out that we want to do it all ourselves. We want to say, hey, I don't need anybody, instead of I do need somebody. We want to say I don't need anybody. And so we go through life trying to do it all ourselves. And then somebody comes along and goes, wow, you know what? I could have done that easier for you. Can anybody see my face right now? You know, that kind of glare. But you didn't offer. But you didn't ask. But you didn't offer. But you didn't ask. You know, we go through that kind of deal and find out that, yeah, indeed, because we didn't ask, that's why people didn't know that we needed help. And sometimes I, anyway, I'm a little too stubborn to ask for that help. I want to do it myself. Or, oh, it's at a bad time of day. Nobody's going to want to come help me then. They're all at work. They're all this. They're all that. You know, all those kinds of things happening. Well, you know, if you don't ask, then you don't know the way it is. It's just the way it happens. If you don't ask, you can't expect. So, and then there's a way to ask. There's a way to say, hey, well, I really don't want to ask you, but could you help me with this? Now that's, you know, kind of wigging out too. Although I've done that. You know why I could talk about this so well? It's because I've been there, done that, got the certificate, graduation, all that. One of the projects that I do, that I have, that I needed help with, that I know I can't do alone, is Positive News Month. Oh, can't be heard, huh? Okay, well, let me try something else and see if this works. Hopefully this is a little better. Moving the... See? See? Exactly what I just said. You need help. You don't even... Sometimes you don't even know you need it. You know, trying to do this show by myself. I almost always need somebody to check the sound. Is my phone working the way I want it to? Is the speaker working the way I need it to? All that stuff. Because if I don't, then you guys just, go along not hearing me. And then what do? Then I get to the end of the show and I go listen to something, or what did I say about? And I go listen to it and go, couldn't hear myself. So you couldn't hear me either. I am so grateful that I have people in the sidelines that listen on a regular basis and say, hey, you're not heard. Hey, what you said didn't make any sense. And can tackle that for me. Let me go back to what I was talking about. We've got Positive News Month here, and we're getting at the tail end of it. And, you know, that is one thing that I definitely can't do alone. I cannot make, I can't even ask all the news media outlets in the world to participate in this. I can't even get the message out to them that it's happening. I need other people to do that. I need people to help write and search and find these positive news stories. What's cool is I have a lot of friends that regularly post positive things on their Facebook walls, Twitters, Instagrams. And so I can snarf some of that stuff up and share it and post it and give them credit for it and then have their friends see it because I put their name on it and on and on. And that's a good thing. That means I have to go to all, oh, I don't know what I got, 1,600 friends on Facebook, however many people on Twitter, and go to all of their walls and their pages and look down their stuff maybe for the last month or so. No time for that. Although this week, one would have thought I did that while I put off doing my homework. Because I did. I found every excuse in the book to not do my homework. And it suffered in the end that I was down to more than the last wire. But I got it in, and that's good. And I had some folks saying, did you do your homework yet? No. Just keep blowing it off until it was last minute. Then it's, you know, okay, you really don't have any more time, you know, as I look at the clock and, hey, let's talk about, no, you didn't do your homework yet, did you? So I don't think we can do that. And I find every excuse to not do homework sometimes. And it does get done. I do have to do it because I want the grade and I can't not have the grade, etc. But, you know, those extra people kicking me kind of is a good thing. You know, then we have projects at work or projects at home or in school. And what I found out by those collaboration projects is that trying to schedule more than one person is a challenge. Trying to schedule three or four people who lead busy lives, who go to school and work and have families and the laundry list, volunteer opportunities, internships, da-da-da-da, whatever there is for me at school, and trying to schedule them together is sometimes nearly impossible. Gratefully, most of the teachers build a little bit of time in to work as a group, so then we can decide who's going to do what and all that kind of stuff. At least have some time together to work, and then can practice the presentation some way, how, jump on Skype, whatever. But the cool part about that is that in doing those collaborative efforts, I get to learn a little bit more about the people I work with. I learn about their styles, the way they do things. Sometimes I get some tips on organizing or even studying. You know, I've been out of school for between high school and college. And the last two college experiences I had were fine, but they were not grad school. You know, I was at a tech school before this, and Jiminy Cricket, sometimes I wondered if it was high school because you had time to do your homework in class. Or they could only give you so much time of homework because it would just be too much. Huh? Or in college. Find time, kind of what I thought. But grad school, oh, no, man. You are definitely spending several hours for each hour in class every week, doing projects, homework, reading, etc. And so it's kind of nice to pick up those tips and those ideas from my classmates. Again, it's not always good to make the time and schedule it. But it's good to work together and learn a little bit about them and how they do things and a tip or two. And even presentation style. Sure, I'm a techie, or so I'm told. I don't have all the answers. A lot of my stuff is self-taught as I design PowerPoints and web and publisher files and all that. A lot of it was self-taught out of desperation. Oh, we need you to do. Or can you do? Well, maybe I can't, but I can learn to do it. And I've been very good at learning through the internet, through tutorials or whatever, webinars, podcasts, books. You know what? I really do learn better when somebody talks me through things. Sometimes it's a classmate or a workmate. Or I say, hey, you use this program or this app, don't you? Can you show me some tips? I tend to learn it a lot faster if they're showing me and I'm doing it at the same time. Whereas if I read it in a book or do it through, learn it through YouTube or something else, I can't always be doing it and listening at the same time. Sure, multitasking is one thing, but really doing it and knowing if I'm doing it the same way they are two different things. So if someone, some live person is next to me showing me how to do something, and I can then do it, and they can say, oh, wait, you missed a step here. Or, you know, there is a shortcut to that. Okay, now that you learned it this way, there's a shortcut. You know, you're not always going to find those in a podcast. Very often it's going to be, this is the way, this is the system. They're not going to show you the shortcuts because some people get confused by that. So with a live person and them helping on learning, it can be a collaborative effort. So if you want to join this conversation, feel free to. You can jump in on the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. Oh, yeah, there's no post put up there yet. Oh, no, you can't. You can in a minute. You can join the Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Talk Radio chat room. You can jump on the phone. I guess that's the old-fashioned way. 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. Press 1 if you want to talk. You can also Skype in if you're on the Blog Talk page. So any of those will work. So I want to go back to... What do I want to go back to? I want to go back to different types of projects that I've gotten involved in mainly. And then I want to come back to the big one of positive news to round this back out. You know, what have I done? We've got school. I've done some of the PR work I do. So let's say I see that my group, the organization Chicks for a Cause, cancer group, is doing a event that, oops, I missed, or the CEO knew I had finals, so she said, oh, I'm not going to bother Cindy with it, either we'll do it or whatever. But maybe they put up a Facebook event and it's kind of missing some information that needs to be up there. Or they want to put out the press release, but they don't have the media list I've got. We can always send it to a couple of the sources they know. You know, even something like that, when somebody wants to help out, your life easier, doesn't always mean they have the same sources or resources you have, or the other way around. It doesn't mean that you have the same resources they do. So what I've been able to do with things like chicks, you know, maybe somebody does that Facebook event, and I'll jump up there. Oh, good, thank you, you've put the stuff out there. Now I can just go in and fine-tune it a little bit, do some little editing, the punctuation here and there. Or maybe I don't have to do anything. Maybe it's great just the way it is. And I can say, whew, cool. And I can share it to some of my friends a lot easier so that, you know, maybe they'll get a couple more people to an event or to something that's going on. And they started it, and so that's great. We don't have to worry about any other things on that. And then what other things am I involved in? I don't know. Oh, yeah. You know, doing the things with some of the authors I'm working with. You know, whether we work together rewriting a paragraph or setting up dates for getting things done, and, you know, can I do it by this date? Do they, can they meet it? Can they get, you know, get away with another week here or there? Or can we do it a week earlier because it's finals? You know, again, there's lots of reasons, times, et cetera, to work together. Yeah, all right. I like doing things myself. I will be real honest. I am that self-sufficient person. I purposely had my father show me how to do things so I wouldn't have to rely on anyone else. My dad was very handy with tools and the like. And there's a lot of things where I said, okay, show me. A lot of times he didn't have the patience to show me because he had been doing things himself for so many years. And so many times, you know, he did the stuff around the house. You know, it was a man's world for doing those kinds of things. Whereas growing up, I wanted to do some of that. And as the girl, like, he didn't want to teach me. So I'd end up watching and learning that in the background, just watching sometimes. Yeah. And whether he realizes it or not, no, that was a little bit of a collaboration, a help, a working together. Yeah, that kind of stuff. And I know, it's like, what am I thinking about right now? I know exactly what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about families, too. And I'm thinking about one of the things that we're going through as a family. The second one of my dad's brothers died last night. And my aunt is really good about posting things and commenting. And she's the family historian of sorts, even though she's the youngest of the family. There were 9 of them in the family. Boys, one girl. Their mom died when she was 9, and the boys were all older. And, you know, she just put on Facebook recently that, you know, when she was younger, you know, she didn't have to even ask sometimes to get help for her brothers. All somebody had to say was Sarah needed her brother. And one of them would run and help. A lot of times we don't tell our families we need them, because we don't want to seem weak. We don't want to seem anything but independent. Because for most of us, that's how our parents taught us to be, was independent. You know, parents raise their children to be able to go off and live on their own and have their own families and go to school and go to work and do all these things independently. And yet sometimes we need to even just pick up the phone and say, hey, I need you. And maybe not in so many words. I kind of joke around when I get a cold. I need mommy's chicky soup. And even when my folks were living here in the same state, it didn't happen. You know, I didn't get mom's chicken soup. Mom didn't bring it over because mom didn't drive much out of where she was. And it was, you know, a good half-hour drive and all that. And, you know, but sometimes I could go over there if I felt like something coming on and just hang out. And, you know, a lot of times we fought, and a lot of times we didn't get along. But what I found over the years is that no matter how much we fight and argue and disagree about things, we all still need our family. And that's probably the people that it is hardest to say, hey, I need you. Sometimes we need to create our own family because, you know, maybe families pass away or they've moved out of the area or whatever. So we need to create our disruption. It might be a neighbor. It might be, you know, a best friend. It might be people at church or in a particular organization. A lot of times, think of like the Lions, the Kiwanis, the Lionesses, the Optimists. Those are all a lot of groups where people talk about being family. That no matter what happens, the rest of the members are going to be there for them. So sometimes it's to say, I need you. Help, I need somebody. And it's not just anybody, the rest of the song is. You need somebody that you can count on. You need somebody that can help. You know, and then there's other times where you really don't mind looking or seeming a little, I don't want to use the word weak, though. That's just, because I'm not sure that fits particularly. Sometimes, you know, the point of this is you really do need to back down from a high horse and say, hey, I need you. I'm real good at staying on that high horse. I really am. I know that.
when I lost the eyesight, I was really bad about it. I didn't want to ask for rides. I didn't want to ask people to, you know, read a label for me. I didn't want any of that. I wanted to be so dang self-sufficient, it wasn't funny. I wanted to try to balance a huge loss of money to go and ask my family for help. Because of how I was raised. You know, I know there's other families. There are, yes, there are other families. And, you know, as I look at my aunt's post, there are other families that really learn to ask. And learn to step back and say, hey, I really do need you. So I commend those that are able to step back and kind of, as our room says, you know, if some of us don't mind looking weak if we need help, and asking for an assist is always okay. True. You know, we want to figure out how do we ask those things. You know, say, hey, I can't do this. Give me a hand. Help me. Help me. Help me. What is to say that? Chat room says, yeah, asking for an assist is a good way. I need your assistance. Sounds like, feel special. If somebody says to me, hey, I need your assistance. I just realized what the next line said, which is exactly what was going to come out of my mouth. I get to have the gift of helping them. Allowing people the experience of helping others is a gift to them. You know, with the when I needed a ride once in a while, can I give you a ride home? Yeah, sure. Or, nah, I don't. That's okay. You don't need to go out of your way. I finally had a friend that said to me, hey, Cindy, why are you not allowing me the gift of helping you? Why are you allowing me that honor? And I went, ew, honor? What? And I had to really think about that. There are some people that their gift in life is to help others. There are people in this life that constantly give because they feel so blessed in doing it. And sometimes when that happens, of course, they outdo themselves and they wear themselves out because they give so much to others and may not give for themselves. But there's others that are very, very, very good at figuring out their schedule and what, you know, what they're capable of and what they're not capable of. And their gift to the world is to help others. So we look at things, and I want to go back a little bit to the asking, to how we do that, and what part of ourselves we put into that. Because there's a very big difference from, you know, you have someone say, let's say you're up on a ladder, and you're struggling, and you see somebody standing there watching, or maybe they're even holding the ladder for you. And you're reaching for something. You're reaching for the light bulb, the new light bulb to put in. And they just stand holding the ladder for you. And you get done, it's like, why didn't you hand me the light bulb? You could see that I was struggling to reach it. Well, you didn't ask me. I didn't want to get in the way. I didn't want to knock something else out of your hand as you were going for it, if we both went for it at the same time. Yeah, exactly. And then you could be on that ladder and you're reaching for the light bulb and, hey, hand me the light bulb. That doesn't help. People want to do things either. There's a difference between asking and demanding for help. There's a difference in how we say things. And how we receive it. Personalities need to be matched sometimes. Sometimes we just need someone else's specific gift. Sometimes we need their personality to be able to relate or interact with other people. Sometimes we just need, you know, maybe we need your company along a walk as motivation. Now, I want to go for a walk. Hey, you want to come with me? Sometimes it's more than just going, inviting somebody for the walk. For me, sometimes with that, that's motivation for me to keep going. Because, you know, if somebody says no, I'm not quite asking for help. I know that, you know, if they say no and I'm walking by myself, my walk's probably going to be much shorter than it might be if I'm with somebody else. Especially if I'm carrying on a conversation, catching up with somebody while I'm doing that walk. It's kind of doing a couple of things at the same time. It's keeping me moving, and it's giving me opportunity to spend some time with that friend, personal level. So one last chance on that book. If you call in and participate, 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. Otherwise, I'm going to go back to the positive news month and the topic there. And before I do that, I want to play for you the positive news song. Okay, I'll admit, I need to get a drink or something here. So what I'm going to do is play the positive news song. I need the help of this song for a moment. Will I go take care of that? As I'm feeling my throat a little bit dry and want to be able to continue this conversation with you. So this song is co-written by myself and Jillian Clark, and Jillian's a vocalist on it. And it is about how we take in the news and what we might want to hear from it. Here you go.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives. I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel the change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow, one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. I feel a change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming.
You know what? Yeah, we're the change. And you know what? That song even is a collaboration and a, hey, I need help. Because I know what words I wanted to say regarding positive news and positive news month and all that. And I've been a songwriter for several years. And I've attended all the Nashville Songwriting Association's meetings on the month and yada, and I have cast and the, but you know what? I couldn't produce the songs and I could not sing the song. Because vocally, I'm not that strong. Jillian's performed in Nashville. She got a record contract, a performing contract for, and all that stuff. And I just knew it would not, you did not want to hear my voice on that. It's not lousy, but, you know, it's much better with somebody else doing it. And so I had to ask her to say, to help and say, let's, what can we do to spice this up a little bit? And she knew a little more about GarageBand or Logic, or I don't even know for sure which one she used at the time, and was able to create the rest of that song. And put the pieces together. In fact, with songwriting, we're told now in our groups, don't try to solo. Because most people are not good at lyrics and melody and presentation. They're just not. Even the stars who write music now, and there's a few of them that still write their own music. Do you know what? Most of them don't. Most of them have songwriters. Most of them have people who go out and go to NSAI songwriting night or go to events with the songwriting and listen to songs and then sign a contract to get to use that song as their own. And maybe they alter it just a little bit. So that their name is on there too as a co-writer. Yep, believe it or not, that's how it is, folks. That little altering becomes a co-writer. And there are very few songs. In fact, I honestly now can't even think of a song where you're not going to find at least two, sometimes as many as six co-writers on there. And when they split 3 cents a song, it gets far down there. But so, you know, as we do that, as we look at the things and what can we do with each other, Positive News Month is a way of trying to share with the world positive news. And so I ask you to participate in Positive News Month. But beyond that, because, you know, July is almost over.
and put out there, you know, find the positive news, find the things that you want to see here, and help share it. Share it with our Facebook page, Positive News Media. Send it to our website at Cindy at Positive News Media, PIVENEWSMEDIA.org. And while you're at it, feel free to send a letter to your local newscast, your paper, your broadcast station, and ask them to incorporate something positive, if that's what you want to hear. If it's not what you want to hear and see, then, you know, it's okay. Then don't. But if we want to change the way news is put out in our world, we have to be proactive in it. We have to help each other. By letting people know what we want. Nobody out there is really a mind reader. There's people who are intuitive. There's psychics. There's mediums. Whatever. They can, to some extent, get some ideas and understandings of who you are. Some say they're mind readers. To some extent, they can't know everything that you're thinking. They really don't. And there's a good reason for that. But if we all work together, we can get what we want. If we're willing to ask and not demand. If we're willing to, but like I said, who help out on the show all the time. I've got people that have asked me to help on a convention or different things that are going on. The 12-step program, I've been asked to help with our convention, the region convention, next year. And I love doing that kind of stuff. Being a part of the activity and knowing what's happening at the convention levels. You all know about working with the Academy of Omniosophical Arts and Science and what we did with the book and be at the BACON over Memorial Day week of the weekend. And because of that, there's OmniFest coming up in probably 2 years, maybe 3 years, whenever it seems right. And collaborating and working on some ideas of that, how to get the arts out and the creativity of people out into the world. More creative, or learn to be more creative. That's the part of the mission of that convention, that festival, that celebration of who people are. You know, and people that create things, if there's not someone to buy it, activity just falls flat. But even purchasing homemade things, something that you like, is a bit of a collaboration and a bit of helping. And that's how we all are. So what I'd like to do is, as I do every week, is I'd like to put out an affirmation. And I think the affirmation is, I am willing to ask for and to, I started to do when it's needed, but I changed my mind on that. I'm just going to do the affirmation, and that will be in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook group when we got Bologna off the line. I ask you to share this show with anybody that you think might be interested in it. It's at the same link as the original show. I need your help to help spread the word to people who might want to hear this and who might need it.
So please do share it where you think it's appropriate. And I thank you ahead of time. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you on Fridays, for the most part, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. in the UK. Occasionally some things come up and we change that a little bit. I need you as listeners to help me with topics. What would you like to hear? Who would you like to hear? Please send me an email to Cindy at purposetalkradio.com. Cindy at purposetalkradio.com. And let me know who you'd like to hear, what you'd like to hear. If you have products or services you'd like to share with folks, we'd love to hear and know about those as well. Feel free for an email on that one. I think that's it. As I said, Purpose Talk Radio, the theme song for Purpose Talk Radio is I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity. Vocalist again is Jillian Clark. The writers, Jillian, Rachel Grace, and myself. The positive news song. True Trinity is at TRUETRINITY.com. We do have a Facebook page as well. Love to have you get in touch with us through them. Purpose Talk Radio is brought to you by True Visions Travel, full service travel company. You know, sometimes it's easier to get your tickets, your discounts, to have somebody else schedule something for you, as opposed to you taking the time to figure it out online. And we invite you to get a hold of True Visions Travel to do that, especially anybody that might need individualized accommodations. And that's TRUEVITRAVEL.com. Feel free to sign in. And periodically we have a newsletter with some of the trips that we're working on or collaborating on. We'll send that out to you. Not very often right now, because we're, you know, most of it's on that website. And we want to let you know if there's special ones coming up. And so with all of that, you know, until next week, again, please visit Purpose Talk Radio Conversations and spread the word. So until next week, I wish you all soul blessings, and I thank you for listening.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.